We have our tape recorder set up at an army base. We can't tell you exactly where for security reasons. We're going to speak to some of the men who are billeted at the base. Sir, may we speak to you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, sure you can. What do you want to say? Say it fast. They'll catch us.
Sir, we were not going to say anything that will be against security.
Sure.
What do you do here at the base, sir?
I'm an astronaut.
Are you, sir, one of the seven astronauts who have been
That's
chosen?
That's right. I'm one of the seven. They're going to shoot me out into space, into the blue. Now, wait. Above buildings.
Now, sir, just one moment. One moment.
I
seem to have...
I'm a little nervous. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my life. That's why I'm...
Yes. Well, yeah. Sir, may I ask you something?
Sure.
I saw the pictures of the seven astronauts that appeared in Life magazine.
Oh, yeah, you saw those pictures, yeah.
You are not among them.
None of them are them.
I mean, those are not the real...
No, those are models. You see, they can't take pictures of us. We're monkeys, man.
What do you mean you're monkeys?
Well, let me explain something.
Those are seven handsome men.
They're seven beautiful men.
In life,
as a matter of fact, one of them is very beautiful. It's none of your business. None of my business. Now, those seven guys, they're models, see?
You mean they're not really
no,
flyers?
No, they're not really flyers. They're models. They say Commander Robert L. Jones. That's not Commander Robert L. Jones.
You are?
That's Estelle Winwood. God knows who he is. Who knows who he is?
You mean,
but they're models. See, they're beautiful. They take pictures of them so that we're not ashamed for Russia to show such ugly little astronauts.
You're not a very good-looking man, is
No, I'm a monkey. I'm very close. I'll tell you why. I was cleaning the latrine here at the base, see?
Oh.
And the general came in to wash his hands, see? And he looked at me and he said, you know, you look like a monkey. I said, thank you, sir. That's what you say to them when they insult you, see? Otherwise...
Now, how do you...
Otherwise, they stick their fingers in your nose and rip it off your face. They're tough. That's how you get to be a general. You're cruel and you're tough.
Now,
you know, a general pulled my tooth out once in a parade ground, stuck his hand in my mouth, said... said, here's your tooth, son. Whack! And pulled it out of my mouth. You know why?
Why?
Because I giggle. You don't giggle when a four-star general goes by.
Now, sir, yeah. When are you going up into space?
Thursday. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told you that.
Why not?
Well, that's supposed to be a military secret.
Oh, well...
Forget I said it. Tuesday. Say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We're going up Tuesday.
You're going up Tuesday.
We're going up to space Tuesday,
Tuesday
right?
Yeah.
Tuesday about 4 o'clock. Yeah. Actually, it's Thursday. Fine.
Well, sir, I don't think I should be hearing all this.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to die anyway. I don't care.
Sir, are you really...
I haven't got a chance. It's very cold up there.
Have you ever been up on a test run?
Yes, they have a machine here at the base, see? And they strap you in the machine and they whirl you around for about... 3 or 4 minutes, that's all you can take, and then you puke your guts out. It's a terrible machine, see. It's a great machine. I puke my guts out of it. I can't take it. I'm nauseated 3 out of 4 hours in the day, in your 24-hour cycle. I had to learn all that.
Yes.
I had to learn the cycle of the moon and sun. Do you know that the Earth does not revolve around the sun? Wait a minute.
It does.
Yeah, wait. The moon doesn't revolve around the sun.
Now, sir,
wait a minute. We all revolve around the sun.
Now, I'm a little disturbed.
16 out of 19 people revolve around the sun.
Sir, I'm a little disturbed that they're sending you up to be the first man in space. You seem ill-equipped to be an astronaut.
What do you mean? I got gloves and everything.
I mean intellectually.
I've got a heavy fur hat.
I mean,
I've got goggles and everything. Excuse me, now I've got to get in the machine and puke my guts out.
Pleasure.
It's wonderful working with you. So long.
You certainly destructive.